Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right Brand Bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right Brand is the number one thick-cut, hand-trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right Brand Bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Let's go!
What's happening, everybody? Thank you for coming here to the Wednesday show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
So if you're a new listener, this is what we do. We go around the room. There's four of us here. Four of us main characters. And we just give a little snippet from our life. It's very easy. We always go to Eddie first. So here he is, our producer, our video producer and co-host, Eddie, everybody.
Guys, I've grown up. I've matured. And I found that out this week. Because I started to watch Beavis and Butthead. I was so excited. There was a reboot.
The new version.
Yeah. Mike Judge's Beavis and Butthead on Comedy Central. I'm like, let's watch this. I used to love this when I was a kid. I turned it on. 5 minutes later, I'm like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. And I turned it off.
I watched a clip. It's probably 5 minutes long on TikTok.
So dumb.
And they were learning about white privilege. And they were like, white privilege, huh? And he's like, yeah, white people just. And so they think he means they have it. So they go out and start to do everything. And they're like, no, they said we're white, we can do it. And they're like taking hilarious.
Oh, that's funny.
It was hilarious. I did not feel like I had grown up.
Really?
I felt like I still got it. They were like, no, we can take this. It's white privilege. The teacher said so.
Oh, my gosh.
The one I saw was they were going to an escape room, and they take the wrong turn and go into the bathroom, and they're like,
we can't get out of here. That's funny.
Oh, we're stuck in here. What do we do?
Like, you just described that rate as all three laugh out loud. Like, that was so funny.
So dumb, guys.
That's funny.
And instead of watching music videos.
I think you were in a bad mood, buddy.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I need to revisit
that's
it.
That's hilarious. What were they doing instead of music videos?
They watch social videos like TikToks.
So on the old show, they would show music videos, like parts of them. They'd be like, huh, Pantera.
Yeah.
They rock. And a little quick then come back to them. But now they watch TikToks.
They watch TikToks. They're like, look at this stupid girl. She's like them.
Dude, that's funny.
It makes me
want to go watch Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, it really does.
All right. Here he is. Lunchbox, everybody. Yeah.
Well, last week, Eddie revealed that I kind of took the soap dispenser off the wall in the bathroom when I was doing some building inspection. You know, I was checking.
No. You were literally acting like a child and going, I wonder if this thing's stable. Boom, and you took it off the wall.
Yeah, I gave it a little jiggle, and it came off in my hand. Well, we got an email from the landlord of our building saying that it was brought to my attention by one of my employees that listens to the show that an employee that goes by the name of Lunchbox was joking on air about pulling the soap dispenser off the wall. No.
So we don't own the building anymore. There's somebody else here that owns the building, and they are a different business upstairs.
Yeah, and they also talked about one of the guys' cars leaking oil on the parking lot floor.
Did you guys all see this? I don't check my work email. I didn't see this.
If they would like to pay us to fix the soap dispenser, we will, and we will get some dry oil stuff to pick up the oil off the garage floor. So I got this email, and I'm like, dang. This dude's ticked. So I went ahead and I fixed the soap dispenser myself.
You didn't. I just went in the bathroom and it was on the kit on the.
No. I did it. Like I did a whole video, everything. How I Mr. Fix It video. I teach you how to fix things around the office.
Wait, but where did you see the
literally show? Right before the show started on the sink, face down.
So someone else took it off the wall.
Itself.
Do you have some clip you're trying to set up here?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, go ahead.
Me doing it.
Welcome to the tutorial on how to fix things around your house or office. Let me show you how to fix things that break. Let's start with the soap dispenser that came off the wall. It wasn't very sturdy. First, you're going to grab the item. Press it firmly against the wall. You know what we should do, actually, is you should pre-rip the tape. See how there wasn't enough space? Pre-rip. Then stick it to the wall. Boom. That's pretty good.
I have no idea what you're
ta-da!
Doing.
Ta-da! It's fixed.
Are you taping it to the wall?
I taped it to the wall.
Huh.
Yeah. And I tried
Who's
to just...
laughing, shooting the video?
Scuba. Because I go to tape it, and there wasn't enough room to, like, get the tape in there, so I had to, like, pull it back and rip it, and then...
That's why it's not up there still, then.
Yeah. But, yeah, that landlord's not happy, guys.
Wow. Scuba, how much longer are we in this building, do you think?
They say we have to be out by the end of the year, but I think after this, we're probably out by next week.
Every time he does it, it's a month earlier.
Oh. It was very
We got oil leaker, soap breaker. All right, thank you, Lunchbox. Let's go over. Here she is, Amy, everybody.
When I was a kid, my grandma would give me and my sister Madame Alexander dolls.
Like Cabbage Patch?
No.
American Girl?
They're up a level. Like, they're nice. You don't play with them. Mm. They just sit there.
Like a crappy toy.
Yeah, that seems terrible. What a great gift.
Listen, I don't know what the deal was, but every birthday, Christmas, so we had a ton of them. They would line my room on a shelf, like, all the way around. Ooh. And... whenever I went to college, my mom packed them up, put them away. And then when my mom died, I didn't bring them back to Nashville with me. My mom's friend was like, I'll hold on to these. Well, I just found out she has them all, and I'm like, oh my gosh, there they are. These could be worth a lot of money.
Have you searched them?
Some are. Some are selling like $20,000.
No, I mean yours.
Well, I need, she's going to ship them to me.
Uh-huh.
So I'm about to have them shipped here, and I'm going to see what we've got. And I don't know if you want to go in business.
Who?
You.
Get Lunchbox going to business with you.
Yeah, I'll go into business with you.
Are you going to business with him?
It's a terrible idea.
I don't know what your investment is or what you would get out of it. Maybe you post about it because then more people would go look at the dolls.
Wait, what do I get if I post about it?
Using you?
He doesn't even post about the shoes we sell. You're going to post back your dumb dolls?
I'm looking at them on eBay here. There's like $69, $299, $250, but I don't see anything $20,000ers.
250?
Yeah.
That's still a lot.
That's really good.
Yeah. But no, you can't say it's a lot when you bring up 20,000.
Yeah. No. If you, there's one, I Googled it. There's one for 20,000. But I don't know if any of mine are still in the box. TBD.
Okay, well, let me know.
TBD.
I'm happy to recommend you a good business partner.
I got eBay skills.
That has terrible eBay
skills. I don't have an eBay account, so it actually would be very helpful.
Him?
Yes. Or you, somebody.
Stop saying me. I'm business dealed out with you guys. It's not been good for me. Okay, Ray, do me.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he doesn't like having to drink water all the time, and he's way better at making things rhyme. Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much. So first of all, I'd like to tell you that you know that you can order in a little, like, canister, like lidocaine that they use, like, at the doctor to numb stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I didn't know you could order it. So I have an injury on my backside, my BH. Terrible injury. And my wife's like, let me order some lidocaine, and it hurts, but it does numb it. I didn't know you could order that just online. So I'm letting everybody, what?
So that way when you have to, you just don't feel anything there?
No, it just all the time. It hurts all the time. It's like a wound.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, so I put it on and it hurts for a second, but it actually works and it numbs it. I didn't know you could buy that stuff. I thought it was like doctor only, but it's hardcore. You can buy it. Merry Christmas.
Wow.
Yeah, some women put it on their feet before they wear high heels.
That would make sense. Something else I wanted to share was, if you ever get ulcers in your mouth, anytime I go to the dentist, I get them on the insides, like the soft tissue. It's like mouth trauma, and I get them. Or if I get really stressed, I'll get like the little inside ulcers. If you take like Listerine specifically and you swish it around, it gives you a few hours of relief.
Mm.
It hurts like the devil for a little bit, but then it gives you a few hours of relief.
Also, you can put salt on it.
That never worked for me.
That, I don't feel relief.
Yeah, I just licked it off. I put it on and I'd be like, tastes good.
You put lime on
it? Yeah.
I have something happening right here on the inside of my lip.
Yeah.
But like, I keep biting it really, really hard, and it hurt. But
that's
like
what stinks about the mouth. If anything that feels weird, you want to like bite.
Well, but here, I don't know why I'm doing it all morning long. It like actually really hurts, but I can't stop like purposefully biting down on it. Like it's like that feels so good pain
because it feels abnormal in your mouth.
Like, I'm doing it right now. It feels so good.
Oh, boy. You want some lidocaine in my butt?
Oh, no.
I also get a pickleball injury I'm dealing with. You're not really supposed to dive playing pickleball. It's like tennis, basically, and I dove, and I scratched all the skin off my thumb.
Oh.
And it's finally starting to heal. But that's my third recommendation. Don't dive playing pickleball.
Did you get the point?
Nope.
Yeah, let's see. It's not worth it.
But I'm known as a hustler, and I can still move pretty good. You know, really set my reputation as a diver now. It only takes one dive, and you get, and I had blood all over my hand.
Oh, that's cool.
And I didn't wipe it off. I just played bloody.
Yeah, of course you did.
Let everybody see it. I played bloody. It was awesome. All right, we're ready to go. It's kind of like Dear Abby, if you're older. You know what Dear Abby is?
Yeah.
I remember that.
That column, I think, started in like the 20s. People would write for advice. Wish we'd have named it something cooler before we got started. So generic. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My coworker has a sleazy boyfriend who grabbed another coworker's fiance's booty at our Christmas party. Oh. The entire office is now aware of the event that took place at the party. That is, everyone except a girlfriend of the booty grabber. So she works there. But her boyfriend grabbed somebody's butt.
Got it.
Yeah. None of us know what to do since this coworker has a habit of ignoring red flags. But since she's also planning on, well, marrying him and spending the rest of her life with him, we feel like we should tell her. Should we? Should we send an anonymous email? Or not stick our spoon into someone else's chili? Sincerely, dazed and confused. Boy, that's weird, though, because it's not just about the drama, and you're just getting in the drama for the sake of it. If you're actually looking out for somebody and their future, I think it's different. I don't think it's getting in the chili if you're actually worried about somebody's future.
But here's another wrinkle. It's at work. It's a coworker.
Yeah.
So that's tricky, too. If she doesn't accept this advice or whatever, like, she's going to turn on him.
Problem is, if you go and you're like, hey, your boyfriend grabbed so-and-so's butt, her first reaction is going to be defensive and mad at you.
Yeah.
That's why I always recommend having a good burner account.
You go back to the burner.
Always. Amy, what would you do?
I mean, this is so hard.
I mean, you do risk getting in the chili. But if it's for her benefit, I think it depends how close you are to her. And maybe it's who's the closest to her and they kind of have to be nominated to say something.
Yeah, you have a group meeting. All right, who's the closest?
And I don't think you can actually... Here's the problem, too. If you just go to her one-on-one, she can just not believe one person. But if you go to her, like three of you who know it for sure happened, then she feels like she's getting ganged up on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Because that's the thing, too. It's you have to handle this very delicately. But I do think she needs to know. But here's the thing. She probably already knows he's a sleazeball.
That's what I was like. What if she's like, yeah.
You don't really live with a sleazeball.
What's new?
And eventually not find out they're a sleazeball. Yeah. You can only hide the sleaze for so long. So, Amy, what would you do?
I guess I work on finding a way to delicately share this with her. In some way. Call a meeting. Everybody submit their best idea and go with that.
Oh, boy. It's easy, guys. You guys always want to get up in people's business. Leave it alone. Don't mess with the chili.
That's the easy thing to do.
That's the easy thing to do. Just leave her alone. Let her find out on her own. She dates this dude. She knows you're not good friends with the girl. Yeah, you work with her. Guess what? If freaking Morgan's boyfriend is cheating on her, I'm not going to go tell her.
See,
oh, my God.
You wouldn't say anything if Morgan was dating somebody and they were cheating on her?
No, because she's just my coworker.
She's just your coworker.
But she's my friend, but I'm not trying to get up in that chili. Maybe she's down with that.
If she had somebody cheating on her, you would not tell her.
No. That ain't
I
my
would
chili.
Hope all of you would.
Yeah. I would think every one of us would tell her immediately.
Yeah.
So if my wife's cheating on me, you coming to me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, tell him, Bones.
Yes, of course.
Oh.
We'd be like, bruh.
Okay, well, I'm not getting involved in someone else's chili. Like, I'm letting them deal with their thing. Their relationship, I don't know what their relationship is.
That's maybe, true, but we're also closer than I think the normal. We're here together.
Correct.
All super close. That's why I said earlier, it depends how close you are to the person.
Yeah, like, I mean, maybe they're okay with butt grabs at parties. Maybe that's one of their rules. True. My wife, when I was going out, she used to tell me, no tongue. If I was going to kiss another chick.
So you could kiss a girl but without tongue.
Yeah.
That's, you're nuts. Eddie?
Look, I'm with Lunchbox on a different level, though.
Thank
because,
you.
No. Look, stay out of the chili, right? But for this reason, it's work. Like, if for some reason she just doesn't take it well, like, this is going to affect your work. Like, your future, your income, all that. So, I understand doing the right thing for her is helping her, telling her what's up. But if she's not a friend, she's a coworker, stay out of it.
I would agree that if you're not close to her, if 10 means best friends, if you're not 6.5... or nobody is, I don't think she's going to believe you anyway.
Yeah.
So, but if you're 6.5 or above, you've got to find a way to go tell her. We would tell Morgan immediately. That being said, for the salesperson here, we found out we don't know her really. We're not going to go say anything. We may gossip about it amongst ourselves. But we're not going to say anything. So I think the answer is this. It depends how close you are. So I'll go back to that. And if you are close, you got to figure out who's the closest that she'll trust and have them say something to her. But if you're not close,
you got to
be close enough to actually make that uncomfortable conversation happen. That's my advice. And if you're not, then don't. Because that's chili you don't want to taste.
That's right.
Work chili don't taste good.
Mm-mm.
Friend chili, you know, you don't want to be in it, but you will get in it.
Now, if you
family
are...
Family chili.
Oh. Yes. What if you're interested in her and you want her to break up with him? Then you go and tell
away. You can make some stuff up then.
Heck yeah.
I know.
The butt grab is very, very creepy.
Butt grab itself is a weird thing. That's sleaze. That's the right word for it, sleaze. So there you go. We gave you that. 6.5 or above, you got to have a little conversation. Or if she has a really close friend there that's 6.5 or above, you tell them and let them do that.
Yeah, put it on them.
That's the truth.
And then if you don't expect to go to the wedding, you probably won't.
You probably don't want to go anyway. You get butt grabbed.
Yeah. I was just saying you might not get invited.
All right, there you go. Thank you. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Amy, why are you bringing this to us today? Is it something personal that's happened here on the show? Is it something in your life? Why do you want to talk about gossiping?
I think just in general, I'm trying to be careful with my words, especially with friends and like how it's making them feel if I'm speaking their way or me feel. And I got curious, like, wait, if I'm venting about something and I'm sharing with a friend, I was like, oh, is this gossiping? So then it got me curious and I looked up the difference.
What is venting?
Well, venting is something that we do out of frustration and it involves you and doesn't harm others. It just helps you vocalize your feelings, and there's normally healing associated with that, and it leads to solutions. So
sometimes
that's
I vent gossip, though.
Yeah.
Oh, but that would be gossip.
Oh,
like you're venting about someone.
Yeah, like I'm venting some gossip. So does that roll over into the gossip category?
Well, gossip is done out of boredom. The situation.
Oh, I'm not bored.
Okay, the situation doesn't involve you. Whereas venting, it involves you. So you're venting to a friend.
That's the main one.
Okay?
Got it.
Gossiping is ill-intentioned. It comes from a desire to be nosy, not genuine concern. It leaves you feeling guilty in the end. And then instead of solutions, it sometimes creates new problems.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the difference. So, if you are venting to a friend about something that involves you, it may involve other people, but you're trying to get something out, that's with that friend, not gossiping.
I told you I read the four agreements about once a year. One of the agreements is don't talk bad about other people ever. And the book is super quick. You can read it.
Who's this agreement
with?
Even in therapy?
Well, I don't know about therapy, but it's just generally don't talk about other people in a negative way.
Okay.
And it kind of is, and so about 6 months after I read the book, it tends to fade and I start talking crap about people again. But for a while, I'm able to actually, and it makes you feel better. Like you feel more whole. You don't worry about other people's crap as much.
Yeah, the leaves you feeling guilty part under gossiping, that's true. I mean, you sometimes, or at least this has been my experience, like if I've done that, I'm like, oh yeah, I do. I'm like, oh, this just doesn't feel good. And I want other people that I'm around to feel good. So I don't want to create that.
Venting's about yourself. Gossiping is just about others.
And it's normally done out of boredom. So check yourself. And
who's
be like,
the biggest gossiper around here?
Lunchbox.
Oh,
But I was thinking about spilling the tea. Like,
Eddie.
What does that fall under?
Eddie. Gossip.
Oh, gossip. 100%.
We spill the tea on the show.
Yeah. But you guys want to hear about that stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Like I'm encouraging it.
Yeah, it's done to be nosy.
If it's a bit, it's just for a bit.
Right. Yeah.
But sometimes this stuff rolls off the air too, and you guys are all mad at each other after the show. What are you going to say?
You think Eddie's more of a gossiper than I am?
Nah.
I think
is all up in every conversation trying to get dirt.
But does he come and just go, hey, guess what I heard?
Yes.
Wait, don't even believe that I go around every conversation to get dirt. I don't walk around any conversations.
Who's the biggest gossiper on the show?
One of them two.
Well, you're basing that on spill the tea.
Okay, which is
us bringing stories
like
to
bits.
The show.
Okay, right. So then probably Lunchbox.
Okay, I thought so too.
How do you figure? What do I gossip about?
You're a little gossip boy.
I do bring the hot goss sometimes.
You do bring the hot goss sometimes.
Hot goss, that's right.
We sure bring the hot goss. Okay, what's our learning lesson from this?
That it's okay to vent about certain things, but then check yourself and maybe how you're presenting it. Make sure you're in line. And look, we're all guilty of it, gossip at some point in our lives. But the good news is now you have this information and you can be like, oh, okay, maybe I shouldn't say this right now about this other person because this doesn't involve me and it's none of my business. And I'm probably going to feel crappy afterwards. So there's no real solution here.
And I would recommend reading the four agreements.
Okay.
If you can.
Which one of those is don't take things personally. And oh, that's so hard.
That is tough.
Well, especially in business.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take anything personal in business because it's just business.
I know.
So that book, I mean, again, there are two books, How to Make Friends, Influence People. You know, that book, is, I probably said the title wrong. I read that about once a year. Amazing. It was written 100 years ago. Still great. And the four agreements. You can read that in an hour. Maybe a little more than that. Also awesome. And then don't gossip, but vent. But if you vent gossip, it's still gossip. There you go. We got it all figured out.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Did you ever learn how to drive a tractor?
Yeah, I did actually. Combine.
Like how old?
And a small tractor. About 3 years ago, I'm breaking Bobby Bones.
Oh. I meant like as a kid or like go-karts.
Yeah, all that, yes.
Okay,
no, so. I drove a stick on a truck, but I didn't work on a farm. There's a difference in farm and poor.
That's true.
I was poor. I didn't work on a farm. Yeah, go ahead.
Four-wheeler.
I drove a four-wheeler. I mean, I wrecked a three-wheeler once.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? They had three-wheelers.
Yeah, a lot of people wrecked
those. I dumped it over. They don't make those anymore.
That's why.
Yeah, that's right. Go ahead.
Well, this mom, she's driving down the highway. She's got her 11-year-old twin boys in the car, Jordan and Jermel. And her name's Crystal. She had a seizure on the highway. And her boys, they went into action immediately. The one that was in the front seat took the wheel. The other one was like guiding him like, hey, go over here. This looks like a good spot where you could pull in. And they had tractor driving skills because her fiance would take them out on there and taught them how to do it. And then they rode go-karts. So he felt like he kind of knew what to do or how to handle it. And the mayor of their town like commended them. They were honored. It's just such an amazing story of them saving their mom's life.
That's a great story. I just feel too, when a mayor gives somebody the key to the city, I don't know if that's true or not here.
It's not a
but
key,
if they give you a key to the city like they do sometimes, you should be able to use that key one time. At any time. And that's not a literal key that opens the lock, but it's like, I'd like to go into the Froyo place and for an hour, all you want. In the city, you get the key. There should be something more than just a hang up.
Oh, you get to have like a party at City Hall.
Okay.
I don't know how to use it for City Hall.
That's weird.
But like, if you go
into the Froyo place with the key opens at 11 p.m., and they gotta be, somebody's gotta be ready at all times for that call. Hey, Mayor, I know it's 1 a.m. but I'd like to get into John's Froyo here. And he's got to come and open the door for you.
What about mayor for the day?
Mayor for the day, what are you going to do? Budgets? Like, in reality.
True.
If you get a key to the city, you should be able to open a door. If you're the mayor for the day, then you got to, like, do budgets and
you got to work.
Yeah, that'd be terrible.
Okay.
That's all I say. The key to the city should mean something. They'd give away a few less. But you should actually get a key to anywhere in the city. And you get to use it for an hour.
Hmm.
Like, these kids, they should be able to use whatever. The trampoline park, key to the city.
Ooh,
whatever they want. The prize room at school, or the key to the school, like when the teacher keeps prizes,
or override whatever grade.
No, that's not key to anything.
The answer key.
Oh, now she got me. Yeah. He got me. The answer key.
Or the
Dang
key
it.
To like the computer.
The key to my heart. Oh no! Now I gotta fall in love. Okay, that's it. Thank you. Yeah. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Question is, how often do you wash your blank? Now, not body parts, clothes.
Okay.
Clothes. How often are you supposed to wash them?
All right.
So I'll tell you what it is. You tell me what you do.
Okay.
Coats and jackets. How often?
Oh, my God.
Never. I'll tell you, never.
Never.
I mean, dry
never.
Clean if I get something on it. But I don't ever. I guess a jacket's one thing. Maybe a light jacket. But a coat? Never.
Mm-hmm.
How often do you wash your coats or jackets? My answer is maybe once a year if it gets something on it. And I'll send it to the dry cleaner. You?
Yeah, same. I should probably be more proactive with that.
Never. I have light jackets I've had for 10 years. Never washed them.
Oh. Yeah, no, I get it. You?
I can't remember.
Well, they say once a month.
Oh, no.
Well,
no,
if you're wearing it all the time.
Okay, jeans.
Oh, okay.
Are
you
going to
do on wears? Like how many times you wear before you wash
it? Well, it just says how often should you wash.
Okay.
So, I don't know how many times you wear jeans in a month, but how often should you wash? I'd probably go once a week, but only wear jeans once, maybe, I'd say 1.5 times before I wash them. So I'm going to go once a week. You?
Yeah, after one or two wears.
You?
Every 2 weeks.
You?
10 wears.
Are you like one?
You wear your jeans 10 times before you wash them?
Yeah, 100%.
But how many days in a row do you wear your jeans?
I used to wear them every day to work, and now I'm more in the basketball pants, like legit. And so, I mean, I don't wear jeans very often. Like, I can't even tell you where my jeans are right now.
Mm. Once a month, they say to wash your jeans.
See?
Oh, okay. Boom. That's good.
That's what I'm talking about. You guys thought I was crazy.
No, we still do. That has nothing to do with that. I did think it would be maybe once every 2 weeks. I didn't think it'd be once a month. But my jeans end up being, if I wear them a few times, they end up like being, they get bigger.
Oh, they stretch out. Yeah.
And they don't fit as good.
Yeah, I get that.
Next up, underwear.
Oh, after everywhere.
Yeah, one use.
One wear.
Four.
Oh, my God.
No, you get two right side and then two inside out.
It's every use. Don't not wash your underwear.
But what if you flip it inside out?
It's still there.
It's on the outside.
Well, it's not about it touching your...
Oh.
Okay, that one's supposed to be every time. Socks.
Every time.
Yeah, that's pretty... Well, sometimes I wear them twice.
I mean, you could reverse
them. Sometimes. You would say 1.2 times.
Yeah, because you give them a sniff test.
No, I don't do that.
Oh.
But if I just wear the socks and I go, no... If I just, like, come to work in these socks... And then I take them off when I get home. But I'm going to work out or something the next day. Those are socks that I don't have to worry about washing new socks. Just to work out in those socks. Like, I'll do that.
Okay, but the work day sock, though, that's like a lot of hours of wearing socks.
The answer is after you wear them once. But I would say there are some times where I will go, I'll strategically throw them by a chair and go, when I'm going to work out, I'm going to use those again. Okay. So I have to wash them over.
Yeah.
I don't wash crap anyway. But you know what I mean. Workout clothes.
Oh, immediately. One use.
I got one use.
Twice.
No.
After you wear them once. Yeah, because sweating like crazy. And then finally, shirts.
One use.
No.
Any shirt?
Oh, no way. Like a nice shirt, like a button up? Shoot, you can use it 5 times.
Yeah.
You don't want it to fade.
I've done that.
Y'all's clothing's a little different than
after you. Wearing them once, if they've had direct skin contact, they say to wash.
Yeah.
You can go a little longer if you're wearing them over another shirt.
I don't wear them over another shirt.
A lot of direct skin?
A lot of direct skin all up on there.
I guess it just matters if it's like got sweat on it.
Yeah.
Because sometimes if it's a hang-up shirt and I wear it for a couple hours, I'll hang it back up.
Yeah, me too.
I'll go to a wedding and hang it back up. That's all right.
After dancing all that at the wedding?
Yeah, who cares?
Hey, who cares?
All right.
Hey, that's
go
good,
to
baby.
A concert?
Yeah.
Hang it back up?
But that's around a lot of people too with like, you're sweating, you're moving around.
Yeah, and guess what? You hang it back up, it dries, and it doesn't smell.
And
it stays iron. Like, I mean, woo, it's great.
I have this really weird rash right now.
Okay, what's happening here on the show?
And you say I'm dirty?
Let the doctor see it. Where is it, on your elbow?
No, it's like I'm thinking about clothes touching my skin, and I'm like, did I change something, like a detergent, or what is happening, or...
Oh, detergent change will get you, or if you put it on right out of the package.
I put it on out of the package.
Oh, I do too. I like the way it smells out of the package.
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying that could also break you out if you go right out of the package because it's been in whatever they put on clothes to make sure that they...
Let's say you buy something that's not in a package off the shelf, like a clothes,
like a
pair of shorts.
Okay.
Do you wash or not wash? I don't wash.
Well, we didn't think you did.
I don't always.
For the record.
Yeah,
I don't always. I guess it depends. If it's the top one, and I know people have been touching it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm probably going to wash it. Most of the time, I think I wash it, but sometimes I don't.
Mm. Yeah, we don't think about people trying them on. Yeah, that's gross now.
Disgusting.
It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know.
Well, sort of an interview. So we have a caller who wants to hire Travis Denning for a birthday party, and I've texted Travis, and I woke him up, and he's on, but the caller doesn't know this. Hey, Ray, play me a little bit of Travis Denning.
But after a few drinks, it's always the same thing.
Let's see what we can do here. Travis Denning secretly on hold right now.
The Bobby Bones Show.
We have TJ on the phone who lives in North Carolina. Hey, TJ, what is your question, buddy?
Yes, sir. Hey, I was wondering the best way to get up with Travis Denning about playing a birthday party here in North Carolina.
Wow. Well, how much money you got there?
It's a joint birthday, so I guess probably, you know, $15,000,
$20,000
maybe.
What?
Oh, wow. Whoa.
Yes. Goodness.
Our raging idiots.
Yeah, you sure
wow. You sure you want the raging? Yeah.
Wow.
Travis is all busy. I just looked at a schedule. The only person free. What date is it again? No, when's your birthday?
It's a joint birthday. I'm just planning for a 30th. It's going to be probably in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw that he plays a bunch of little places around here, around where I'm from. So I figured he wouldn't mind coming down here to where we live to play.
And you're telling me if I got Travis Denning on the phone, you'd say, hey, man, I could probably pay up to $20,000 to show up and play my birthday party. Are you telling me that right now?
Yeah, we could do that.
All right, hold on a minute. Travis, you there, buddy?
Yeah, I need some Jack Daniels as well. That's on my rider, okay? So
hey, you had that?
Oh, boy. Perfect. Thank God. That and the red pepper hummus with some Lay's potato chips, and I'm good to go. That's all I need.
I don't know about the hummus now.
Hey, Travis, when's the last time you played somebody's birthday party?
It's been a while, but I actually played one. I played one last year in September, so maybe it hasn't been that long. I played a birthday party in New Jersey, and it was awesome. It was a lot of fun.
And so let's...
This will be better in New Jersey. We're down like on a farm in North Carolina.
I believe you 100%.
It's like the same voice. It's like you have to determine which one's TJ, which one's Travis, is what's hilarious here. Okay, TJ, so it's a joint... birthday party. Two people are turning 30 years old?
Three people are turning
30. Three. Okay. And so are you guys all big Travis fans?
Yeah. Big Travis fans. Big just country music. We like sitting around drinking beer and listening to country music. So I feel like Travis is the perfect guy for that.
Me too.
I mean, hey, I totally agree. Yeah. Cannot agree more.
Okay, look. Hey, TJ, so here's what I'm going to do. Obviously, Travis has a very busy schedule, but I will... get you in touch with like Travis's his people, which is just Travis acting with a different voice.
Yes, this is Travis Dunning.
It's just a higher register.
Yeah. And so maybe you guys could work this out. And Travis, what's my finder's fee for this though of the $20,000 if you go?
Yeah, it's a great question. We'll have a discussion about that. But I think probably like a, what do you think, like 3%, 5%?
Yeah, or some hummus. That red pepper hummus.
Well, hey, or Arkansas basketball.
They're both talking.
Okay, I don't know which one's which.
Hey, Bobby has seen me play basketball. That's unfortunately not in the cards for me. So, yeah.
All right, TJ, look, I'm going to make a dream come true, hopefully. All right, buddy?
Awesome. That works. I appreciate it.
All right, Travis. Hey, Travis, where are you today?
I am actually at home. I'm in town for all the CRS festivities. Oh. I got some stuff at noon and... Yeah, so I'm just hanging out at the house.
Big week. I forgot about that. Everybody comes to Nashville this week, like in the industry, because of something called CRS, which is like a big country radio seminar. Oh, that would make sense. Because a guy like Travis Denning's not just sitting at home. A guy like Travis Denning's globetrotting, playing shows. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm globetrotting down to South Carolina this weekend for a St. Patrick's Day show. So I'll definitely be doing that this weekend.
All right, buddy. Hey. Anything going on in your life? You want to plug anything while we got you? We woke you up. So anything you want to say?
Yeah, I got a new single out called Strawberry Wine and a Cheap Six Pack. I think it's kind of a banger. If you wanted to let the people hear it, but also I'm getting married in 2 months.
Wow.
So we're all invited?
Look at this guy. I guess our group invite got lost.
Actually, I've been meaning to talk to you because I was thinking I could get y'all to play the wedding, have TJ there.
Okay.
All the good stuff. Yeah.
He puts us on the spot.
I'll have my people reach out to your people, and we'll make it all work.
Well, my people just me with a higher voice, too. So, all right, there he is, Travis Denning. Travis, good to talk to you, buddy. TJ, we'll be in touch. And look, I'm like Oprah. I make dreams come true.
Oh.
For $20,000. We'll let them handle their business. This is Danielle from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
I have one morning, Courtney. Why did the duck go to jail? Because it was selling quack. Oh. We love you.
So you know what that means.
You know, partially that's funny because of who said it. Thank you, Danielle. Here's another voicemail from Taylor in Louisiana who said she just started the show from day one. She was on. So she started it from way back and she's been listening to every single episode. She's now in 2017.
Oh,
okay.
So she left this message.
I am now on July 19th, 2017, and Ray was stalking his pizza guy, Pizza Pete. He had to get a pin drop to him to show that he was stuck in traffic, and y'all were keeping tabs on Pizza Pete, and I just wanted to know whatever happened to him. Does Ray still have his location?
I got to be honest, I don't remember Pizza Pete.
No, I don't either.
That was funny.
She's listening to our show?
Yeah, I remember talking about a Pizza Pete, but I don't remember what happened.
Oh.
Ray?
Yeah, my pizza guy was in traffic, and he sent me a pin drop and said, well, you can see where I am, and that's when you'll know the pizza's going to be there. Sorry, it's late. And so I just kept tracking him for weeks and weeks.
Weeks? Oh, he left it on even after he dropped
it. So I could see him driving all over town. But I believe he went back to school because a lot of the times the dot was just at Belmont's campus. It never went anywhere.
That makes sense. I do remember that now. So it wasn't that you were tracking him for the pizza. It was that he left it on, you tracked him for the rest of his life.
Correct.
Like Big Brother.
That's funny.
Okay.
Good times.
That's a good bit. Who knew? Actually, we didn't create that. That just happened. But who knew? The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Pickleball is very, very popular all across America. There's millions and millions of people playing, and a lot of people are very annoyed by it because the courts are smaller and neighborhoods are putting them in and they can squeeze more, and people are like hearing pop, pop, pop all the time.
Yeah.
My neighbor has a makeshift one in their driveway. And I hear, pop,
that one
pop.
Probably isn't as loud, though. It's not a court,
right.
It's a driveway.
It's not as loud as a court, but residential areas are now feeling the wrath of it because they kind of put it in for fun, but then neighbors and homeowners and all kinds of people are getting really upset. One guy even moved, and there's this huge lawsuit that he's organizing with everybody. There was a pickleball court like 300 feet from his home, and he couldn't sleep or do anything.
Right. You would think, though, they would have some rule about how close that they could build something, but 300 feet, 100 yards, I don't know. That's a long way. Yeah.
Well, when he moved in, he didn't have the pickleball court there.
But his property value probably went up since they put a pickleball court in there.
Oh, really? You're 300 feet from a pickleball court.
100 yards, I like to say.
Okay. I don't know that that would make me pay more for a house. But anyway, he was losing sleep. He's mad about it. Which, speaking of sleep, experts are saying that now we should take daytime naps. Because nobody's getting enough sleep. A survey was done and pretty much nobody's meeting the 7 hours. So the best thing we could do for ourselves is to wake up and go to bed at the same time every single day and take a nap during the day.
So Lunchbox is a big nap guy, but I think he also gets his 7 hours.
Big nap guy.
Sure.
Yeah. But it's if you don't get your sleep at night, you should probably do a nap in order to add to the sleep you didn't get. So what would you say you get a night?
Oh, sometimes 5-6 hours. I mean, sometimes 8, just depending. I don't have a consistent...
What are you doing late, though, that keeps you up?
You know, and watching TV.
No, you're not doing that.
What?
Every night, you're just...
No, I said not every night, but...
A lot. You're just all night long?
Some.
Stop.
Okay.
The American Heart Association says lack of sleep puts you at risk of depression, cardiovascular disease, and dementia. So,
well, not cardiovascular for him.
No.
That's the one thing he's working out on, right?
Heart's working good.
All right, what else?
Carrie Underwood shared a clip of herself in the studio when she was getting tongue-tied while singing her song Out of That Truck.
I like that song.
That is the hard line. Hardest line I've ever had to sing.
Shut up, really?
Messed up tape deck, still stuck playing that.
It's like Chili Peppers.
Which, she recently turned 40, and her husband gave her a 6-layer cheese wheel birthday cake.
Awesome. 6-layer cheese wheel birthday cake. So it's not really a cake then. It's just a bunch of cheese?
Yeah, sounds amazing.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh! It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Officer Chad is a school resource officer at Lewis Palmer High School in Colorado, and he's been doing this for 3 years. And he says it's just tough, you know, trying to gain the trust of the students or even be likable. So the drill team, they were doing a dance in front of the whole school, and they said, come on, Officer Chad, you're coming in. They called him up. He did the dance with them. And after that, the school went crazy, like, woo, he's doing it. He's doing this guy's awesome. And here he is talking about how cool it was to dance in front of the whole school.
I led a roller coaster shoot at that point in time, and the kids, I mean, it was one of the most exhilarating times of my career, the support I felt from the student body at that point in time.
Hey, the dance wasn't that good, but it's on Facebook.
Well, they weren't asking him to dance well, they and also threw it in there at him. Like, yeah. Hop in, no preparation.
It's going viral, it's on TikTok now, and then, of course, Facebook, they're sharing it on all that.
That's pretty cool, because the kids now see a personal side of him.
Yeah.
And maybe they can form a bit of a relationship and a bit of trust there. Have you seen the viral clip of, like, the dance team? They're, like, on the side of the field, but the security guy who's, like, working the game, he won't move. And so they're, like, trying to dance around him. And you're kind of annoyed at him for a second because it's like, take 3 steps back and just let him dance. And then all of a sudden he's like, what? And then he jumps in and starts nailing the dance. Like, it was a whole setup bit.
That's
but he's like a big buff security. And then all of a sudden, I mean, he's going hard. Like, dum,
dum. I love it.
It's awesome. All right, there you go. Eddie, great story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing, too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it, well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it. Yes. It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in-store or at target.com/circle card.